Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at... This has been Perpetually Broke, Living Beyond Your Income. Get a financial makeover in 7 hours and achieve prosperity by 40. Written by Tom Cromwell. Narrated by Russell Newton for Hot Ghost Productions. Perpetually Broke, Living Beyond Your Income. Get a financial makeover in 7 hours and achieve prosperity by 40. Written by Tom Cromwell. Narrated by Russell Newton for Hot Ghost Productions. Chapter 2. Understand Your Behavior and How It Is Manipulated. In this chapter, we shall examine and attempt to understand the causes of problem behavior and how it impacts your finances. We'll look at how marketers are manipulating your normal human responses and how you can resist these cynical ploys. You will learn about the 5 common problems sabotaging your prosperity, 7 debt myths that are keeping you impoverished, the difference between good debt and bad debt, 5 psychological weapons being used to make you overspend, how to protect yourself from influencers. Becoming financially responsible is one of the most important aspects of being an adult. If you've recently left home and are trying to chart your path in the world, it's vital that you learn how to manage your finances properly to sustain your lifestyle and grow your wealth. Nevertheless, there are many habits that we often pick along the way, which make it harder to achieve financial freedom. If you find that you tend to be broke most of the time, despite having a source of income, here are some of the areas you may be going wrong. 5 common problems sabotaging your prosperity. 1. You lack the right mindset. Having the right mindset is crucial when it comes to developing behaviors that will help you to achieve financial success. This is simply because your thoughts will tend to translate into actions. So before you even embark on the task of effecting financial discipline in your life, you need first to make a conscious decision that you want to create wealth and achieve financial freedom. Once you convince yourself that you are capable of becoming wealthy and make the choice to work towards that goal, you'll have the motivation and drive to implement the necessary changes in your behavior and lifestyle. 2. Failure to budget. In order to plan your financial life in a sustainable... Chapter 3. What you need to change to achieve your financial and life goals. We spent the last chapter looking at some of the behaviors and psychological aspects that could be driving your negative relationship with money. I hope that you also spent some time relating this to your own experiences and analyzing how this has impacted your personal finances. The conclusion of this introspection could be a realization that many of your financial problems are rooted in behavioral issues driven by bad habits. To be successful in making these changes, we need to replace our habits with new ones. Of course, you don't develop good habits overnight. It will take mental awareness and vigilance over time. Discipline. This is the point where many financial self-help books will tell you that you just need willpower, self-restraint, discipline. But the truth is, they are setting you up to fail. As we shall discover, willpower is a much rarer commodity than you may believe. No, these good habits will not just develop in us. We need to build a framework on which they can climb, like a trellis that supports the vine. So in this chapter, you'll learn about 5 psychological barriers that are holding you back. Undoing root causes of these barriers and conditioned behaviors. Why willpower is overrated. How to build our new mental framework. For those readers who are impatient for practical things that they put into practice, I would beg just a little more indulgence. This chapter contains critical information that will change your life. The rest of the book is of a more practical nature, but that is of limited utility without the right attitude and approach. Without this framework, your vine of change is likely to collapse on the ground, where your financial grapes of prosperity will molder away. Apologies for the fruity metaphor. 5 psychological barriers. Chapter 4. Making choices and creating positive changes. The last chapter was about preparing our state of mind, ready to allow us to move on to the next phase. This chapter is concerned with deciding what you want to achieve from your financial makeover. It describes the process of turning these desires into a tangible plan for action that's going to be successful in making positive changes in your life, changes that you can live with and which will deliver your aspirations. In this chapter, you will learn why it is important to have goals, how to create clear goals that can be actioned and tracked, SMART goals, how to use your imagination to develop a vision of what success will be like for each goal, how to use psychological techniques to strengthen your chances of success, common reasons why you could fail to change your habits and not meet your goals. Finally, the importance of communication where money and relationships are concerned. In order to become more responsible in the way you spend your money, you need to change your mindset and develop new, healthy habits that will help you to prioritize your spending more effectively and get rid of the tendency to compulsively buy things you don't need. By achieving the balance of purpose and pleasure through your spending, you can greatly improve not only your discipline in the way you spend your money, but also enhance your quality of life significantly. In this chapter, we're going to look at the importance of setting financial goals and some of the ways in which you can effect positive changes in your money habits to achieve success. Why do we need to set goals? Through setting properly defined goals, we can orient ourselves toward our dreams and take the necessary steps that push us closer towards our objectives in life. In other words, goals provide us... Chapter 6, How to Create a Financial Plan in Just a Few Hours. In the previous section, we looked at the importance of having a budget. Let us now turn our attention to the budget-making process and how you can create effective budgets regardless of your income. Some of the basic tools that you require to create a budget include pen and paper, calculator. If you have access to a computer, use a spreadsheet or use my personal financial calculator. Here's a step-by-step guide on how to create a personal budget. Gather all the financial documents that are available to you. One of the key aspects of the budgeting process involves calculating monthly averages of expenditure and income, so the first thing you need to do is collect all the financial statements that are relevant to this process. This includes recent utility bills, investment accounts, credit card statements, and bank statements. If you usually shop for groceries using cash, you'll also need the receipts when preparing a budget. The more information you can collect, the better. Record all of your sources of income. Whether you are in formal or informal employment, you need to record your net pay after taxes as your monthly income. You can find this information on your payslip. In case you are self-employed or have other income streams, you should also make a cumulative record of the amount you receive from them. If your employer makes direct contributions to a pension for you, you may want to note these so you can track your investments. List all of your expenses. Once you've determined your total monthly income, write down all the expenses that you incur over the duration of a month. This includes utility payments such as water and electricity bills, food and groceries, student loans, mortgage payments, and any other... Chapter 7, Your Financial Makeover Plan. Having a budget to work with can help improve your financial discipline and reduce unnecessary spending. However, physically creating the budget can be primarily mechanical, based on your historical patterns of behavior. For the budget to work and to give you a financial makeover, it needs to be personalized in order to be compatible with your goals. In this chapter, we're going to discuss strategies for how you can manage your budget and tailor it to align with your objectives. Make sure you understand your goals. When we consider the process of making your budget work to realize your goals, what we're doing is ranking and prioritizing your objectives. Without setting clear goals, it is impossible to grow or progress in your career, personal relationships, or any other aspect of your life. Now that you have a good grasp on the importance of goals, the question that you may be grappling with is, how do I figure out what I want in my life? Granted, this question doesn't have a simple answer. After all, our desires and priorities are always in a state of constant change in response to the circumstances that we find ourselves in at any given moment in time. This means what you want today may not necessarily be what you want a year or two from now. Nevertheless, there are several strategies that can help determine the right financial goals to pursue. If you live with your partner or have children, you should make sure that your financial goals are compatible. This means taking the time to discuss your individual goals and seeking ways of harmonizing them to create shared objectives, which you can jointly work towards. Some of the shared goals that you can create with your partner include purchasing a property, having children, paying off debts such as student loans and mortgages, establishing a business. Chapter 9, Plan for Life. So far, we have discussed the importance of having a monthly budget as part of your financial strategy and how you can use this to give yourself a financial makeover. We've also looked at how to create a working budget and cut down on your expenses to generate extra income to ensure that your budget is working for you. In this chapter, we're going to discuss how you can manage your budget on an ongoing basis and some of the benefits you will derive from doing so. Why you need to maintain and regularly adjust your budget. Creating and maintaining a budget is a very crucial part of finance management. By developing a budget and adhering to it, you can ensure that you always have money to cater to your needs and things that are important to you. For instance, you can determine how much you need to spend on essentials like groceries, rent, and utilities, as well as any desires you may have, such as going on vacation, buying a new TV, and so on. In addition to this, planning your spending through a budget enables you to live within your means, thus keeping you from accumulating debt and clearing off any debt you may already have. Although creating a budget is pretty simple, most people find it hard to stick to a budget and manage it on an ongoing basis. It's important to realize that a budget is a constantly evolving business, so you need to regularly adjust it as you collect new information about your spending and income. One of the best ways to keep track of your finances through a budget is to map out your spending for 6 months to 1 year down the road. This allows you to predict months where your spending may be higher or lower than expected. Consequently, you'll be able to find ways of balancing out the highs and lows in your budget. For instance, if you have a major expense coming up in 6 months, you can tweak your budget by cutting down on some. Chapter 10, Achieve Financial Prosperity. It's time to get to some of the more advanced elements of your financial makeover that will utilize your financial maturity and to talk about steps that you can take to begin to grow and accelerate your wealth. It is important to emphasize the investment mindset at this point. The correct amount of investment risk for most people will be low. Therefore, you should be thinking, get rich slow. This is time for long-term thinking about how to grow your wealth over the years. There are exceptions. If you make a lot of money and you are younger, then you could adopt a more aggressive strategy. Generally, the younger you are, the more aggressive you can afford to be. However, I won't cover that here, as it would not be right for most people and is a whole topic itself. When I refer to long-term thinking over short-term thinking, it is to put aside the notion of taking shortcuts to get rich quick. These methods are usually too risky and unlikely to be successful. Taking an approach where you are happy to leave your money to work for you over the years is the soundest approach. This is one reason why we have emphasized the need to set aside cash funds to avoid having to redeem investments at inopportune times. Investing. To build your wealth, it is absolutely crucial that you learn to invest your money wisely. Obviously, any investment comes with some risk, and there's always a chance that you may fail to earn high returns. However, if you choose to invest wisely, you have higher chances of not only recouping your money, but making a lot more. This will enable you to grow your wealth, save for retirement, and achieve your long-term financial goals. So, how do you know when you're ready to invest? Well, here are some signs that help you determine whether you are in a personal financial toolkit. Never budget without this. Smash your goals, save time and effort on your budgets, track your spending with the budget planner, pre-configured with 21 critical budget categories. The Visual Goal Planner will capture and motivate your drive to prosperity. The Visual Goal Planner will let you set and maintain effective personal goals and keep you motivated towards achieving them. Use My Budget Planner, as the last thing you want to do is to miss critical items of expenditure that will ruin your budget because you forgot about them. I'll also give you an additional 7 monster tips to save you money. To receive your free personal financial toolkit and 7 new monster money-saving tips, then visit the link, www.personalfinancewizard.com. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit amazon.com or audible.com. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Overwork Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.